A controlled disposal of a 250-kilogram World War II bomb was carried out this morning at a construction site for Singapore's Changi Airport Terminal 5. The Singapore Armed Forces Explosive Ordnance Disposal Team had assessed it to be unsafe to move. Aslam Shah takes us to the scene.
This was the loud blast and smoke I witnessed near the site of the disposal at about 2:20 a.m. I saw an area cordoned off, security officials, police cars, an ambulance, and a fire truck. Much of the area behind me is reclaimed land and is also where Changi Airport Terminal 5 will be built, a structure that very much symbolizes Singapore's future. But in that very same spot is also a stark reminder of Singapore's vulnerable past. The days before Singapore fell to the Japanese, a bomb had dropped, missing its targets at sea, only to be discovered over eight decades later. That's according to a historian I spoke with.
This kind of bomb will be carried by at least a medium bomber. We know this because these bombers were also deployed at Pearl Harbor, and they carried similar bombers like this. This bomb was designed to penetrate at least 5 centimeters of armor, break into the ship's interior and detonate, gutting the ship from the inside and killing everyone. This would likely have happened near the end of the fighting in Singapore, where the ships were evacuating Singapore.
Another expert says that any construction would have likely paused and the full disposal process will take time.
In this particular case, that the ordnance is to be managed on-site, then definitely site operations would have to be already stopped and for the disposal to be carried out first and to ensure that everything is completely managed and settled before works can carry on.
This disposal is for one of the largest bomb relics to be uncovered in Singapore, and a rare one that is used for naval warfare instead of land.